You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Jeremy was telling me a story about a date gone wrong. I guess it would be
so wrong.
A nightmare dating story.
Yes, this poor lady. You've probably seen this story floating around on the World Wide Web. But this little couple, they were flirting back and forth on some sort of dating app. No, I like you more. No, I like you more. Well, we should meet up. Okay, totally. Let's meet up. So they met up, and they went on their first little date, this little resort, fancy little restaurant. Everything seemed to be going pretty well, but about halfway through, the woman had to take a little potty break. She's like, oh, my God, I've had too much white wine. I got to pee. So she got up and said, you know what? I've got to go to the bathroom. Dude, can you watch my purse? I'll be right back. You know, give me 5 minutes. He's like, sure. Do what you got to do. I'll be here. She got up, scampered off, and ran to the bathroom. When she came back, dude gone. Purse gone.
Oh, God.
He grabbed her stuff and bolted.
You know what I thought you were going to say is that she came back and he was kind of rifling through her purse?
Even worse, he just decided to grab and go. He grabbed it, and then he proceeded to take her credit card. Like I said, it was a resort area. There's a casino there, so he like used it in the casino area. He withdrew money somehow from her bank. He was later caught and arrested for identity theft,
theft
of the credit card, felony theft, bunch of theft, but she's like, holy cow, you know, all I did was say, can you watch my purse while I go to the bathroom?
So this guy is a brainiac because she's got all this information on him, his online profile
right.
and everything.
And obviously there's cameras probably everywhere in this resort. But really, I mean, what a horrible first date for this poor woman. She's like looking for a good time.
Can you imagine her walking out from the bathroom and standing at the table with hands on hips, kind of looking around?
Or like, am I at the right table? Steve, where'd you go? Steve? So that is a bad date right there.
We will use that to lead off our phone segment this time. Your favorite nightmare dating story. It doesn't have to be as bad as, you know, on first date, somebody stealing your purse, but just your nightmare stories from dating, what you got. And here's the way I like to look at this. You share your story and it makes everybody else who's got one feel better that they're not the only ones to have gone through some crap on a date. I'll have to think back too and come up with one or two that were legendary from my past.
I would imagine you've got a bunch.
I've
never had one.
A few that were kind.
I always got thank you cards at the end. Like, it was like they were so appreciative.
Shut up. All right, so we're talking about dating nightmare stories or dating horror stories. And from what I understand, we're talking first to your sister.
My sister called in. Hey, Jess, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
What do you got for us?
Yeah, what's your story?
Oh, well, in the lovely online dating world, I met this guy at Starbucks and we got to talking and he asked me like 50 questions. And after every question I answered, it was heck yeah, hell yeah. And it was like I couldn't ever say anything wrong.
So after everything he said, hell yeah?
Yeah, like everything. And like so enthusiastic. And he got to the point where he's like, can you just marry me now? And then he asked me to go camping with him that weekend.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I think I just met you. I don't think that's a good idea. Well, please, really, you know, I don't have anybody else to go with. You should go with me. You're wonderful. And
hell
I was
yeah.
like, no,
hell
no,
yeah.
no.
Hell yeah.
And then what
yeah.
happened?
Did you say, hell no?
Hell no.
Yeah. So at that point in time, it was just too overwhelming. And I was like, I need to go. I'm meeting a friend for dinner. And so we head out to the parking lot and he goes to his car and he starts yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs because somebody parked a little too close to him to where he couldn't get into his own car. And as he's yelling and cursing at the top of his lungs, I am dodging through the parking lot as quickly as I can to get to my car. And I'm ducking behind my car and I'm just watching him and he's opening up his car door and slamming it as hard as he can into the guy next to him.
Oh my God.
And screaming. And so I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, who is this person? So I just lay low and he just
finally left.
Keeps looking around the parking lot for me. And I'm like, I am not getting in my car. I am not driving away until he leaves. And I literally sat in the parking lot for 20 minutes after he left just to make sure he wouldn't follow me, get my license.
What a weirdo.
Jeez.
Where did you meet this guy?
I can see him slamming his door into that car, and every time he's going, hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
What a loon.
Oh, Jess, right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
See you, sis.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Speaking of brother and sister, listen to this Facebook message from Melissa. Jeremy, this sounds like something you would do.
Okay.
She writes, I went out with my brother's college roommate because we supposedly would be perfect for each other, at least according to my brother. On the first date, he took me to his mom's house for dinner, which was awkward enough. Then I thought we would go out and have some fun, but instead, after dinner, we sat down on the couch with his mom and they put on a movie.
Why does that sound like me?
She writes, so I barely know the guy, and on the first date, I'm sitting next to his mother watching The Notebook.
Yes!
She's P.S. I almost killed my brother the next day.
Oh my God.
That is classic.
At what point do you just get up and leave?
First date.
It's a great movie, though.
Passionate. Oh my God. All right, where are we here? Let's see. We're starting with Stephanie on the phone. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Let's hear the dating nightmare story, please.
I met this guy at the bar, started dating, and everything was great. And when he was on a site somewhere else in another town, he would call me, and there was all these different area code numbers that I didn't recognize, and it was always him calling me from whatever town he was from. And it was fun. It was great. So I was at Walmart with my friend, and I get a call, and it's an area code I don't recognize, so I go, oh, it must be this guy I'm dating. So I answer the phone, and there's a woman on the other line, and she says, who's this? And I say, I don't know. You called me. Who's this? Well, I'm blah, blah, blah. Beyonce.
Oh, no! Fail. Oh, no.
Needless to say, that relationship did not last very
engaged.
Long.
He was engaged.
But there is hope. I'm happily married now.
There you go. Stephanie, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
It's like the old sailor. He had a girl in every port.
Yeah, right. He did, yeah.
Exactly. Here's Hunter. Hi, Hunter. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What is the dating nightmare?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I did online dating once, and I had never done it before, and there was this guy on there, and he had a beard, and he seemed nice, and I was like, well, whatever, we'll just do this thing. And he came to my parents' house, you know, did the, like, shaking my dad's hand, the whole deal, and we got in the truck, and we were going to go bowling. And he was pretty talkative and was telling me stories, and he started talking about how he loves comic books. And I was like, well, that's cool. That's not really my thing, but that's cool. And then he started talking about how he went to Comic-Con the year before, and he got really quiet, and I looked at him, and he was crying, like really crying.
What?
And it's a big man. And I was like, oh, are you okay? And he was like, yeah. I dressed up as Thor, and I just felt really emotionally connected to him.
Oh,
and so it's
no.
been interesting since then.
No.
And I didn't know what to say, so I just kind of looked out the window, and I was like, oh, and he leaned over, and he's like, have you ever felt like that about a comic book character?
Oh, no.
And I said, no, that's not really my thing, but that's cool that you felt that way.
So
we got to the bowling alley, and I text my dad, and I said, Dad, this guy is so weird. You need to come get me, like, right now. Let's just make something up. Meanwhile, while my dad's on the way, he won't leave me alone. He keeps trying to, like, hug me and, like, touch me, and I was just not feeling it.
You're like, lay off, Thor.
Come on, Thor.
Exactly. Stop it, Thor.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, Hunter, we got to move on. Thank you for your story.
I dressed up as Thor, and I've never felt so close.
Powerful moment.
To a comic book character.
Oh, we got to try to fit in one more if we can. Here's Claudia. Hey, Claudia, welcome to the show.
Hey.
So quickly, in a nutshell, what happened to make it a dating nightmare story?
A childhood friend that I had grown up with asked me out on a date, and it was right after I had turned 18, and he thought it would be really romantic to take me to a strip club.
No way!
Awful.
of all the places to go.
Yes.
I don't know how you think this was a good idea.
Right?
Right? Like, what were your thoughts when you pulled up to it? You're like, this is where we're...
Well, I didn't even know what it was. It was just like a brick building. And no. And a childhood friend. I grew up with him.
Well, yeah. We're playing a song for you.
There you go. Yeah.
They have great steaks here. You're really going to have a good time. Did you bring some ones?
Claudia, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.